In the first part of the consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort, we come to the 12 preliminary days. De Montfort says this about these days: "The first part of the preparation should be employed in casting off the spirit of the world, which is contrary to that of Jesus Christ." Remember that de Montfort wants us, basically, in this entire consecration, to live our baptism. Our Lady lives by the grace of Christ completely, from her first moment of conception all the way through his entire life, even into the glory of the Assumption. She lives by the grace of Jesus. Now, we're supposed to live by the grace of Jesus, which comes to us in our baptism. De Montfort teaches us that not many Christians do this, live their baptism perfectly. And going to Our Lady is the means by which we come to live ever more perfectly the graces of our baptism. You will know that the baptismal promises include a powerful renunciation of the spirit of evil, renunciation of sin, a refusal to follow the ways of the spirit of evil and to follow Christ. That's what we want to do, is to follow Christ and to reject the evil one. And so these 12 preliminary days are meant for us to get back to our baptismal promises. There are so many things, if we really are honest, that tend to little by little erode our commitment to following the Lord Jesus. Even if we say we follow Christ and are proud to say that, little by little there are things that can get to us, that lead us off the path of goodness and towards the path of evil. When you're traveling, if you're traveling a big distance, the various moves on your journey have a big effect. If you're going to fly from New York to Rome, and you fly about 5 degrees off course, well, that doesn't seem too big, but by the time you travel thousands of miles, you're way off course. In our spiritual journey, our goal is heaven. It's the biggest journey there is. And if we have the slightest imperfection, these imperfections can little by little lead us off course. And so we have to renew our baptismal promises. This is what we're doing in this consecration. We are renewing our baptismal promises. Probably a good idea to really think about this. We're really getting back to the beginning, to what was promised on our behalf by our godparents and our parents, or perhaps by ourselves if we were old enough when we were baptized. In any case, we have to renew this promise. De Montfort, in his work, talks about how traveling through this world, we can be affected by the sinfulness of the world around us. And so we have to keep that in mind. Humility says that I am a sinner and that I need God's mercy and His love, that I need reform and renewal constantly in my life. Arrogance says I'm all set in my relationship to God. I need no improvement. I'm perfect. We want the way of humility. In these days, De Montfort points us to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And in this part of the Gospel, Jesus is giving his awesome Sermon on the Mount. He speaks about many things, the Beatitudes. He gives the parable of the salt and the light. He says that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and that if we are not one with Christ, we lose our power. He says that if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything. And what Jesus is talking about is our holiness, our love for God and for one another. If we lose this, we're useless. And we can lose this, little by little. This is very important. Sometimes people will say, well, I'll only lose the grace of God if I commit a major sin and reject God and never go back to confession and abandon the faith. Well, yes, that's true. But we can also lose what we have been given by God little at a time. A little at a time we can grow cold in our relationship to God. And so we are moving once more in that spirit of renewal. Jesus, in these chapters, speaks more about our life in this world. He talks about things such as anger, adultery, divorce, love for enemies, retaliation, and promises we make. He teaches us the Our Father in this section of the Holy Gospel of Matthew. He talks about fasting, and he talks about to put our treasure in heaven. And so these chapters help us to understand that in our present life, in our lives' present circumstances, day after day after day, we have to make a commitment to follow the way of Christ. We can't forget that. Sometimes we forget that in our present circumstances, even when we're outside of the church, that here is where we are living our religion, where we are living our relationship to the Lord Jesus and our love for Him. Whenever we go places, we have to remember we are disciples of Jesus. We want to live our baptism. Sometimes you can go places and you can be exposed to all kinds of teachings about what's important in life or all kinds of temptations, and you have to live your baptism. Baptism is not to be lived here and there, but it's to be lived always, here and there, every single day, all the time, not just in the church, but here and now. De Montfort tells us to pray to the Holy Spirit with the Veni Creator and also to Our Lady, the Ave Maria Stella. And this is very good because when you have the Holy Spirit with Our Lady, you come up with Jesus. The Holy Spirit descended upon Mary, and then we had Jesus. So He's moving us already, not simply in a devotion to Mary, but a devotion to the Holy Spirit, that we might end up with the great gift of Christ in our life. So in these days, we are challenged to fight the things in our life that lead us toward the spirit of evil. As you go through these days, it can be a bit difficult because De Montfort wants us, to examine our conscience seriously. Now, we should be doing this every day. I always tell people it's a good thing to do at the end of the day to examine your conscience, to look at how you've lived the day, to see if you have failed and ask God for forgiveness. If it's serious, then you have to go to confession. But, you know, even the little sins, we have to ask God to forgive us. And where we can do better, do so the next day and ask for God's grace to do that. De Montfort is moving us to really take this seriously at this time of our preparation. Examine your conscience, pray, practice renouncement, mortification, purity of heart. This is what it says right in the book here. And this opens us to our baptism once again, which is our vision of God. When we were baptized, our hearts were open to the grace, to the power, to the life of the Most Holy Trinity. And the renouncement of sin, the prayers, the sacrifices, the examination of conscience helps us to open our hearts once more fully to the presence of God. This is what we're doing in this period, and this will lead us onward to live like Our Lady.